On April 15th, 2013, Jeff Bowman, like thousands of others, pushed his way to the finish line of the Boston Marathon to finally show up for his on-again, off-again girlfriend, Erin, who was running the race. And as you watch events unfold in the new film about Jeff, it's impossible not to know what's coming. Three people around Jeff would die that day. He would have, if not for a guy in a cowboy hat named Carlos. You've seen the picture, Jeff pushed in a wheelchair by Carlos Arredondo. Over a dozen lost legs that day. Jeff lost both. His hospital bed description of one of the bombers helped find both of them. He became a symbol of Boston Strong. We've talked here with Jeff about his struggles with that fame he didn't ask for, with the loss of his legs. But in the new movie Stronger, based on Jeff's memoir, we see it was actually a lot harder than the sunny side up Jeff ever let on. Jeff Bowman joins us along with Jake Gyllenhaal, who plays him in the film. And Jeff, start with you. It's unflinching. You live in your mom's walk-up with no legs. Your mom is often alcohol-soaked. Your whole rambunctious family clearly adores you but can smother you. How hard was that to see?
Yeah, it brings back a lot of memories. You know, she's still very smothering. She's very loving. I can't get rid of her.
Well, she drinks a lot. The family drinks a lot.
You don't drink anymore.
No, I don't. So I haven't drank in 15 months. So.
Well, it's funny. I was going to say, when you'd written and alluded to some of your loving family's issues, even then it felt like you were straddling two worlds. You know, your fabulous, wonderful boss, Kevin, at Costco.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Who was part of your rescue team. You know, he's gay, and your family wasn't sure. We see this in the film, how they feel about that. It feels like you were almost taking that step that young adults do away from your family, even before the bombing.
Yeah, I think we fight our families sometimes.
Right, and... but you're forced, when you lose two limbs, to live upstairs in a bedroom, eventually with your girlfriend, Erin, who's crossing with your mom.
Yeah.
This was tough.
Yeah, it was funny to watch the movie with them both. Because after they were like, we didn't do that, they're both crying and like hugging each other. And I'm like, yeah, you did. And I'm like, do you guys not remember this? And,
Well, Jake Gyllenhaal, what was it that you wanted to bring out about Jeff? You got to know each other. I can see, as we've been getting ready to talk, you've obviously become friends. What was it you wanted to bring out about Jeff?
What I was interested in was being able to portray the pain that Jeff went through as best as we could, which inevitably led to, I think, the joy and the love between Jeff and Erin and his family. And so it was important to get the specifics and really understand who Jeff is as a person even before the event. There's this idea I had, if all of his family and if Erin loved him for his legs, he'd be in big trouble, you know? So I think that idea was essential.
Jeff, you're nodding. I mean, having just gauze removed is...
It was horrible.
So we see the pain. We see the Jeff before, always late for work, for Erin, always running, actually. Then the Jeff after. You feel like a loser.
I sort of always kind of struggled with that my whole life, like with school and just kind of being frustrated with what I want to do in my life. And especially when I lost my legs, I was like, I was lost. You saw me a couple times throughout that journey and I was doing okay, but I was still inside. I was lost.
And then suddenly, to other people, you're a hero and you're not feeling that way.
I just dislike when people say that because there's so many other heroes that deserve recognition and I think, definitely, you can see it in the movie.
Well, Jake, it's clearly in the movie. Jeff's mom has arranged for Oprah to come. You know, Jeff doesn't want Oprah to come. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that maybe you as an actor identify with a little bit of what was happening to Jeff. You know, people make actors symbols
right. And
assign you things that you think don't belong.
I think there's a certain type of attention, and I think a certain you're in a way forced to perform, you know, sometimes perform yourself and the idea people have of you, particularly for someone like Jeff and the character I play of Jeff in the movie, where not only you're trying to recalibrate your life without two legs, you know, recalibrating your nervous system to try and figure out how to walk in these geniums and all of those things.
You gestured at the legs that he has on right now.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden people are giving you a whole new identity. You know, there's a line in the movie, and I think Jeff said it often, I was just standing there, you know, and now all of a sudden I'm like someone's deeming me a hero. And I think actually there are two reasons why people feel that way. One is because, you know, you did play a large role in identifying the bomber. But I think essentially the idea of being a symbol for people is something that I can see Jeff having grown into. I see him really donning that. Okay, I understand what I mean to people.
Right. And talk about the role Carlos played in that. Carlos Arredondo, the man in the cowboy hat. When his son was killed in war and the Marines came to tell him, he tried to kill himself, Carlos did. His remaining son did kill himself because of the strain of losing. And Carlos, we'd see him around here in Boston driving around his pickup truck with all the flags, you know, trying
to. You can't miss him.
And there he is on that day. And when we spoke to him, you know, the day after the bombing, we said, you know, you saved a life, but it saved your life, you know, because Carlos was on the brink of suicide. And in the film, we see it was a long time before you met with Carlos. We now see you together all the time. But when he told you his story, that seemed to change things for you.
When I first heard about Carlos's story, I was really thrown back because I asked, you know, I'm like, why was he there? And someone explained he was handing out American flags to the ruckpack soldiers that were rucking the marathon. And I don't believe in many things or like coincidences, but, you know, it's almost like a coincidence that we met.
Yeah. But did he also seem to tell you that it was okay to be a symbol for people and to now reach out to people?
Yeah, he showed me that. Every time I kind of want to isolate, he's there and he's always trying to pull me out. And he's like, come on. That's just how he is. And he's just, he is definitely a role model in my life right now. And he's a very strong person. He's also worked hard on himself too, so I could see that. I knew where he was.
Right. Jake, you are playing Jeff when people are starting to come up to him in almost a pilgrimage way. Mm-hmm. In this scene at Fenway Park, after Jeff throws out a pitch, it's a young man whose brother was killed by an IED in Afghanistan. Let's listen.
You showed the world that they can't break us no matter what the hell they do. You know, it gave me a little hope, made me feel a little better, and I just want to thank you for that, man. That's all.
What's your name?
My name's Larry.
Can I shake your hand, Larry?
You want to shake my hand?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be okay, right? So you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that like to embody that part of Jeff's story?
It's uncomfortable, but I would say that he's uncomfortable with those moments. You know, he says in the movie, and Jeff says this, I hear him say it often in life, he says, if I'm going to be okay, you're going to be okay.
And it's like, if Carlos can be okay, you're going to be okay, Jeff.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Like
yeah,
a chain. We see you in the defining iconic moments where you're brought out on the ice in a wheelchair at the Bruins game. You're brought out at a Red Sox game. You gave this incredible, hopeful image to people. But now we see how tough that was for you. It seems like you were almost having PTSD flashbacks in those moments, that huge noise. That was hard for you.
Yeah, really hard. It was my biggest fear going into those events. It's like, what am I going to do in these huge crowds? Like, then I got talking about it with public speaking and really telling my story, and that really helped. Mm. I could sleep at night a little better, and as I carried on, it got better.
The other day, we were at the Toronto Film Festival where the movie premiered, and there were about 2,800 people in this theater watching the movie for the first time, and Jeff and I watched it together for the first time. And at the end of the movie, the spotlight came up on Jeff, and he was like, what do I do? And I was like, get up. And he got up, and as he got up, all 2,800 people stood up as well. And it was in that moment where I realized what the movie was about, was letting people know what a journey it had been to get him to just stand up.
Hmm. Erin.
E.
Who is heroic in this film? Yeah. She sticks by you. It gets messy. You know, she's having to clean up after you, carry you up and downstairs. Your lives eventually get much better when some of the funds come in from the relief fund. You moved into a beautiful home. This isn't in the film, but we know this in real life. Have your beautiful daughter.
We moved out of my mom's apartment.
Moved down to the walk-up. Yeah. But what's not in the movie, you guys parted a little while ago.
I mean, you could see it in the movie. You could see it at the end. I say I love you, and she says good, and I'm a person. I make mistakes, but relationships are hard, and they're really hard. And I'm trying to really right now work on myself. You know, it wasn't like that for the past 3 years. It was like a whirlwind, and it still is a whirlwind. And I had so much going on with my daughter, with my recovery. And I still do. So it's right now, I see her all the time, every day almost, because of Nora. It's mainly about our daughter.
Well, the film becomes a legacy to that. you see the two of you, two people put in this unimaginable place with such deep love and hard work, you know, getting through.
What you can see and what gets me every time is the love and her by my side in the hospital and how she was and how she was my hero.
Well, and it sounds, Jeff, like it sounds like it's a good thing that you maybe have some time to yourself to keep working on this. People think, oh, it's over. You made a movie, you wrote a book. How great. But no. So
no, my journey is just starting, especially, you know, I'm walking better every month.
Upstairs, downstairs, Jake, all day long.
He likes to make fun of me. He's like, yeah, a year ago, you remember you would be sucking wind up these stairs.
Well, Jeff Bowman, his story is told in the new film Stronger. He's played by Jake Gyllenhaal. Can't say enough about it. Opens Friday. Jeff, Jake, thanks so much.
Robin, you're the best.
Thank you so much, Robin.
Some thoughts. Every caregiver in the film is Jeff's real caregiver. His family really does have those great Boston accents. And Roadside Attractions, which produced the film, underwrites this program.